Well, hello there, wonderful teachers. I want to invite you to an event we're doing this summer. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio, so you have to be able to make it there, but it might be worth traveling for if you're able to. It's happening on July 20th and 21st, so that's over a weekend, and it's going to be the best 2 days for teachers. We're going to have a ton of fun. We're going to learn a lot about pedagogy and creative teaching and business. We have two fabulous guest speakers, and we're even going to finish with an optional Ceilidh. That's an Irish dancing party. So I hope you'll be able to join me. Just go to vibrantmusicteaching.com/turbo. That's .com/TURBO24. The numbers 24. I hope you'll check it out. View all the details there, and I hope to see you in Cincinnati in July. On with the episode.
Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about alternatives to Zoom for online lessons. Hello, beautiful teachers. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I often get asked this question about what I'm using for online lessons. It comes up here or there when I'm chatting to teachers and various things, various events and things that people will ask, what are you using instead of Zoom? And my answer is, I'm still using Zoom with all its flaws. And it does have a lot of flaws. It is not necessarily made for doing music lessons. Sometimes the settings can change on your student's end and you have to get them to go into the settings and kind of try and navigate that. Honestly, I've just gotten pretty good at that. And the thing is that we have to have Zoom anyway because we use it for vibrant music teaching stuff and it's perfect for that. So we already have it in our business. Also, I have no 100% online students. I did, not last year, the year before, I still had some, but from last year on, I didn't have any completely online students who had stayed online for whatever reason. And so it's just a backup for us. It's not something I'm using week after week with students. So if they get on and the sound is a bit wibbly or there's some little issue that we need to fix, it's not a huge deal. And my parents in my studio already know our Zoom link and everything about using it and how to set it up. So it's not worth switching. If, however, I had students who were online 100% of the time, I would definitely consider something more dedicated to music teaching because I do think there's a lot of features that you can benefit from. So if you, even for just makeup lessons, alternative lessons, I mean, for when students can't make it to your studio, such as for us, it's mostly that they are a little bit sick, but not very sick, or there's an issue with like their parents being away and there's someone else looking after them and they can't make it over here. So maybe you're even in that situation and you just hate Zoom, or you're not in my situation where you already have a Zoom account. So you're dealing with the maximum times and all of that. Or maybe you do teach some students entirely online, or you're a totally online teacher and you want to think about what other ways you could do it. These perspectives that I'm going to share with you on the podcast are actually coming from two of our team members. So the first one that you can consider is one that I have used a little bit myself just for testing purposes, and that is Rock Out Loud Live. And this is what our team member Joanna uses. And Joanna is an interesting case for this, because she actually is somewhat location independent. She's moved several times over the last few years and spent a few months here, a few months there, and she teaches entirely online. So she knows what she's talking about. She's used something for a long time. So Rocket Loud Live is an interesting one. It is designed for music teachers and by a guy who runs a music school who I've interviewed about it before. So the pros, according to Joanna of Rock Out Loud Live, are that it's an easy setup. So once you log in, you're pretty much ready to go. It's specifically built for music teachers with great sound being the number one priority, which we love to see. There's great support, plenty of tutorial videos, comprehensive user guide, and you can easily reach out to Mike, who created it, for a live demo if you need it. It's a low price point, about half the price of Zoom Pro. So if you're not in a situation where you need Zoom for something else, this will be cheaper. It has a whiteboard function, screen share, and chat. So you can use a whiteboard to quickly doodle something for your student, a screen share for playing one of our online games or anything else you want to screen share. And there is a text chat as well. And you can share files directly within it. It also comes with special PDFs and whiteboard stamps, a music staff, so you can quickly draw a music staff with the treble and bass clef, note values, chord diagrams, stuff like that, so you don't have to actually doodle it by hand with a mouse. You can test it out for free for 10 days, and you can do duets because the audio is prioritized and it's one-to-one, right? So it's you and one student, and so they can reduce the latency, which means the difference between the sound you're sending and the sound you're receiving. They can reduce that to an absolute minimum so that you can actually play duets without noticing a major lag between you. So the cons, according to Joanna, the design feels clunky and not quite as smooth compared to Zoom. And she finds that her computer doesn't seem to run or switch programs as smoothly. So what I would take from that is it's a data hog. It's taking up a lot of the working memory of your computer. You could look at that on a Mac in your systems info if you were curious what was happening. I seem to remember that it's best used in Google Chrome. I could be wrong about that, but if that's the case, Google Chrome is also notoriously a data hog, so that might be part of the problem. Joanna says you have to create your stamps for screen games. So the whiteboard doesn't have that function. So if you're going to play screen games, you'll screen share and use stamps that you create yourself. We have a tutorial inside the membership on how to do that, by the way. In terms of the duets, they are possible, but your student has to be ready with their headphones and a really good internet connection. And it obviously only works for two players at a time. As I said before, the only way you can have that really low latency in the audio if you have one-to-one, like two people. So yeah, your student does have to be prepared for that. Now, if you have students who are online 100%, I think it's fair enough that their parent helps them set up, or if they're an adult student, that they get a good setup going, that they have a reliable setup that they use every week. So Joanna said, you'll love Rock Out Loud if you're a guitar or piano teacher looking for great sound and you're a bit fed up having to remind students to change their audio settings, as I mentioned before with Zoom. If you're a music teacher who uses a lot of screen games and apps on your iPad and you want a program that offers you a lot of different options. Okay, so next up are all the other Zoom-like things, I would call them, Zoom-like objects, ZLO, which are not quite Zoom. So if you just Zoom, just particularly seems to glitch for you. It's the most reliable for me, which is why I use it. But results vary, right? So you also have options of like Google Meet or Teams, really, as far as I know, has superseded that. FaceTime, WhatsApp, and Skype. Yeah, Skype still exists, right? So all of those ones, Google Meet, FaceTime, WhatsApp, and Skype, are actually free, or they have free options. And while Zoom is free up to a certain call length, maybe you need 45-minute lessons and you're going over that, so that's frustrating to only pay for the paid subscription just for that extra 5 minutes, right? So maybe one of these will do for you. You will probably already have some of these on your device. I know just looking at them, I already have FaceTime because I have Apple devices and WhatsApp. However, I would warn you with FaceTime, particularly if your students are not on an Apple device, they're not going to be able to use that as far as I'm aware. And I think depending on where you are in the world, that may or may not be an issue. I know in the US, really a large percentage of people have Apple devices. But in the rest of the world, it's really 50-50, I'd say, at most, with Android and Apple and then the others, right? So FaceTime just isn't a viable option to use for my whole studio. I could never do that. But yeah, you probably already have some of these things on your device. The sound is all right. It's not as distorted as Zoom when Zoom is on the wrong settings. I'll say when Zoom is on the right settings, it can be better. These are also free, so they can be a great backup. And especially if you're in like my situation where you just need it for occasional makeup lessons, maybe one of these is all you need. They're basic, which means they're simple. So this could be a pro or it could be a con if you want to do screen sharing using the whiteboard, do games that we share in VMT, whatever you need to do. They're not really designed for that. They're simple. They're just designed for video calls. You're also not going to be able to play duets together. No way. And the sound isn't perfect, although for the most part, it'll be sort of okay. So I'd say as a stopgap measure, they're fine. But if you want to be able to have your overhead camera set up and your nice quality sound and all of that, I think these just will hold you back a little bit. Now, our final option is Forte. And Forte is actually the one that another team member, Carmen, uses in her studio. So Carmen switched to Forte from Zoom after months of really being really frustrated with the sound quality on Zoom. So I'm sure many will resonate with that. Now, Carmen doesn't have an online studio like Joanna, but she does teach a handful of students virtually, so 100% online. So she needs to be able to hear them play. She needs something reliable for that. The pros, according to Carmen, are that the sound quality truly is much better. It's nice and clean and clear, and there's none of that internet whooshy sound, as she describes it. When she's had technical issues that require their help, the tech support team at Forte has responded quickly, so that's great to know. They've managed to help her solve her problems. She doesn't teach solely online, but if she did, or if you do, Forte has a database of teachers to help you find potential students. So they do somewhat try, at least. I can't say anything about the results of this, but they do try to help you find potential students as well. Now, the cons, according to Carmen, she said, honestly, the Forte platform can be a bit jingy sometimes, which is not a word that's in my vocabulary, but a glitchy, it sometimes quits or freezes. And she finds that happens more often than other platforms that she's tried. She also said the screen share options are quite strange. Doesn't seem to allow for using the slideshow versions of our VMT games. And using a second camera is also quite cumbersome. Forte also doesn't allow for group lessons, so it is just one-to-one. And families have to create their own account, which means they are creating the account directly on Forte. And I know Carmen has told me before that they are getting emails from Forte that, you know, she hasn't asked them to send. So students are then getting emails that Forte decides to send them. And that does feel a little bit vulnerable to me. Of course, we hope these platforms won't send anything to students that we don't want them to. But we can't rely on that. And we are kind of associated with the platform when we're using it, even though we are completely separate. So all that said, Forte does have much better sound quality, in Carmen's opinion. So if that is your main concern, as it was for her, then this might be the one for you. We would love to hear from you as to what platforms besides Zoom that you've tried for your online lessons, or that you're still on Zoom like me, maybe. Come chat to us over on Instagram. We're at Colourful Keys, and I'll see you back here next week.
Vibrant Music Teaching members get 5 new games or resources at least every single month that keep them inspired and wanting to become a better teacher each and every day. If you want to join the best community of teachers online, you can go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I hope you loved it, and I wanted to pop on here one more time to remind you about our event. It's happening in Cincinnati this July, and you can get all the details at vibrantmusicteaching.com/turbo. See you there.